Inside Catholic Connection. It is a Thursday, 17 minutes past the hour, EWTN, coast to coast and around the globe. And if you listen regularly, and I'm sure you do, then you know the person to whom I'm speaking right now, Father Mitch Pacwa, really needs no introduction. An amazing scripture scholar and teacher and preacher and wonderful radio and talk show host. And I'm grateful for his presence on this show every Thursday, as well as his presence on the airwaves and all that he does. So, Father, this is, I think, a real important for us to understand what's going on here and how we should respond. We are a few months away from yet another election year, and when you have politicians who claim they're Catholic and are then citing church teaching, it can cause a lot of confusion, because we know, and many of us are in that situation, myself included, we know there are a lot of Catholics who even if they're going to church, are not well catechized. And they may have an affiliation with a particular party and say, well, see, this person is, quote unquote, Catholic. And they're even quoting John Paul II and saying that it's okay and defending it. And then that leaves people with, well, it's no big deal. I can separate these things and I can still vote for whomever I want, even if they're staunch pro-abort. So your response to these 31 politicians signing on to this very bold statement claiming that their Catholic faith is actually what motivates them to support abortion.
They are totally tricked an evil spirit of deception to hold such nonsense. This is the kind of amazing thing. As a matter of fact, I oftentimes hear President Joseph Robinette Biden say, I'm a Matthew 25 Christian. Now, and I'm sure that these people would have the same idea, mm-hmm. that Matthew 25, verse 31 and following is the scene of the last judgment when Christ separates sheep from goats and says, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me, and whatever you fail to do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. How a person can claim to use that as a norm, and then be willing to support having medical doctors go into a woman's womb to cut off the arms and legs of a baby and then crush its skull. When you realize that what you do to that least of your brethren, you are doing to Christ. That is a torment that Pontius Pilate would not have done to Christ.
Mm.
And that has to be understood.
Yeah.
And to say that it is consistent with my Catholic faith to commit a tormentous death on a completely innocent child is a distortion of what you understand as doing to Christ through the least of your brethren. I do not want to see women in crisis abandoned. That's why, you know, we support these various clinics that give free medical care and post-natal care to women in crisis with a pregnancy. We want to support them. We want, you know, they oftentimes they are in terrible crises. Sometimes their children who have been impregnated, there are horrible crises going on. And we want to be there, but to say, well, the solution is
killing them. Yeah.
Yeah, kill your baby who is truly among the least, to do something to the, and this is to keep in mind, well, what about incest and rape? You would not do the same act of cutting off the arms and legs and crushing the skull to the perpetrator of that crime. This is forbidden under the Constitution to use cruel and unusual punishment. And you may not, and nor should anybody want to do that kind of torment to a criminal that rapes a woman. But don't do it to the innocent baby who is as much a victim as the woman.
And then to use the Catholic faith as a reason and a justification for it. This is just a couple of quotes from Representative Rosa DeLauro.
Yes.
She sent out a tweet explaining why her Catholic faith inspired her to defend a woman's right to access abortion. I am Catholic, baptized, raised, and confirmed. And then she goes on to say, the fundamental tenets of my faith compel me. Fundamental tenets compel me to defend a woman's right to access abortion. I'm proudly part of the faithful large majority of Catholics who support legal protection for abortion access. Are you kidding me?
Here's what I think we have to remember constantly in regard to that kind of a statement, that our Lord Jesus in John chapter 8 said, that Satan is a liar and the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. Now, when you see somebody giving a lie about Catholic doctrine, this is not from God. This is not from the magisterium. This person is lying in the way that the evil one does. You see this, by the way, in beginning in John 8, verse 44, where it says, you are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
That verse needs to be absolutely stamped in our minds and hearts. When we see people distort the truth, who is served by distorting Catholic doctrine, quoting St. John Paul, who said that abortion is one of the sins that cries out to heaven for revenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet to try to use him, this is typical of the liar, Satan. Just as with tempting Adam and Eve, he said to Eve, did God really tell you not to eat the fruit? When this woman, Delora, speaks, I can hear the same hiss of the serpent.
Mm.
It's a partial use of Catholicism does believe in freedom of will. But it doesn't mean that every free choice is morally right.
Right, and you can do that, you can do anything you want. That's the distinction that she's not making. And then to use, as you said, to quote John Paul II, one of our greatest pro-life leaders ever in the church, it's just very, very twisted and obviously, as you said, demonic. More with Father Mitch Pacwa. And how do we respond? And how do we help people understand that this is not the truth? We'll be right back. EWTN's Father Mitch Pacwa with us for Thursday morning, every Thursday, Culture Plan Actions with Father Mitch. So we talked about these 31 Democrats who signed this statement claiming it's their Catholic faith that compels them to support legalized abortion. And now we have, earlier this week, Joe Biden, and Catholic News Agency has a story on this, by the way, at CatholicNewsAgency.com. Fathers, let me just read you just a couple of quotes from this. The headline is, President Biden says, not big on abortion, but campaigns with strong abortion message. Joe Biden cited his Catholic faith at a campaign fundraiser on Tuesday for a reason why he's not big on abortion, but at the same time, at the same event, said he would try to bring back the now overturned abortion on demand Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade. At the campaign fundraiser in Maryland on Tuesday, Biden said that Roe v. Wade got it right while calling himself a practicing Catholic. So I have to be a practicing Catholic. I'm not big on abortion, but guess what? Roe v. Wade got it right. I mean, I don't, this disconnect, Father, again, off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something that when I pay attention to the kind of not only the words somebody gives, but the tone. And when I've heard President Biden speak about abortion at various groups, he has passion. A woman's right to have an abortion. And his passion is more towards the pro-abortion approach than it is toward the pro-life. So when he says he's not big on abortion, I'm not quite sure what being small and what being big on abortion would look like in contrast to him. I don't know exactly what stronger voice he could give to doing this. I just don't know. I myself would be of the mentality that, this is not something that we can do. It's a grave evil, and you are, President, gets really riled in favor of it.
Yeah.
I don't think this can be separated from his party's support for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has a permanent seat on the Democratic National Committee. They obviously have a very important voice in their party, and he cannot afford to not speak up in favor of what at least used to be their main source of income, namely abortion. Now, by the way, they are transitioning, so to speak, because they are going to be one of the major distributors. They don't make it, but they distribute the transgender hormone treatments.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be part of their new income.
Right.
Pay attention to the politicians' support of that and government funding for it and their own commitment to a party asset, namely Planned Parenthood.
Right, which is the same thing that's happening, because in addition to Planned Parenthood, they're also banning all of these different situations in the states where they, some states are banning the transgender, the surgery, and the puberty blockers, and then federal judges, working on behalf, obviously, of liberals in this case, are basically banning those bans on these procedures. So there's all kinds of things going on with anti-life legislation, anti-life movement. So my question, Father, and we always like to leave people with action items. The thing that concerns me most, and I was a fallen away Catholic for a long time, and I bought into a lot of this nonsense. I even had a pro-choice mentality. I was away from the church. I was going maybe Christmas and Easter. And I have a lot of family members, especially being that my family is predominantly from the East Coast, and so there's this whole group of people who think that there's only one way they can vote. They can't switch because this is, a particular party that represents the people. And while they're Catholic and they vote and they don't go beyond the headlines, they don't go beyond the tweet, and they see a Catholic quote from John Paul II, and they see a politician, whether it's Biden or these other folks, supporting abortion in the same breath, while they're Catholic, they support it, they quoted scripture, they quoted John Paul II. A lot of this has to do, I think, with poor catechesis. And you mentioned in our discussion, and maybe we can wrap up, we have about 3 minutes left, that there was a meeting that took place in the 70s, which is where a lot of this began. Tell us about
that. Yeah, back in the 1970s at Hyannisport, where the Kennedys have their family, compound for their vacations, a group of three moral theologians who were, dissenters from Humanae Vitae and such, met with Ted Kennedy, and they came up with a way that a Catholic politician could be pro-abortion by saying privately, I am against abortion, but this is the law. Now, the logic of that is very faulty. For instance, regarding this very same political party, by the way, you could say, well, I'm personally against slavery, but, this is the law, and my party supports it. which they did. And you know, that kind of logic is immoral. That you have to also bring out the way that you support what is morally good. Legislation is not just what is acceptable at a particular time in history. Shamefully, many Catholics, including a Supreme Court justice, wrote and supported the Dred Scott decision, saying that blacks are inherently below white people and need to be slaves. Similarly, we have Catholic politicians. Same to me, as far as I'm concerned, it's the same mentality about abortion as it was towards slavery. They support this, and it's immoral when they have a moral obligation to support church teaching that contradicts slavery, that can, as a matter of fact, put it under automatic excommunication, exactly as the church puts abortion under automatic excommunication. Any doctor or any patient who procures an abortion is automatically excommunicated. You don't have to have a decree from the Pope or a bishop.
Right, right.
It's automatic. And that was true with slavery. And it's the same party that supported slavery that now supports abortion on the same kind of bad principles that attack human dignity in either case. Whether you enslave a person or, and I think it's even worse, you cut them up to pieces to kill them. This is immoral. And we have to have a clear sense of human dignity. It's not only the support for the woman, but it's a support for everybody, including the child.
Amen. And also people who may be misled by those who are out there saying you can be Catholic and staunchly pro-abortion and that your Catholic faith compels you to support the killing of babies. And don't even, well, we could talk about this for 3 hours. Father, thank you so much. I always appreciate your insight. Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN joining us on Thursdays to talk about cultural connections. We'll be right back with the Rome Boys. They'll be joining us on the Good News Cruise. Stay tuned.